This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice in 97.3.
Oh, she's there.
I am here. I'm here.
Well, your camera wasn't on. We couldn't see you. I was just going to go ahead and cover. Hey.
Thank you. It's nice to know that that you guys got my back. Mm-hmm. No, I was looking at something. Alice in 97.3, Sarah Vinny, Alice Moore Show. Hey, tonight, 7 o'clock, join Vinny as he does his side piece. Super
That's
hot.
Right.
It's at Alt 105, an hour of classic and heavy alternative that he puts together every week with a team of experts.
That's right. It's many people strong. I've got Patrick and Dallas and Megan and Bryn and Jane and Michael Martin all involved in my 1 hour of radio programming tonight. So please.
Week five
we're working
tonight,
hard
we find
on
out.
What's that?
Week five, we found out. It's a clown car.
Yeah.
Woo.
Yeah, it's going well. And tonight, I believe, is the best playlist that we've put together yet. So it's going to be a fun hour. Hopefully you'll join me tonight at 7 on Alt 105.3.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by All Natural Stone. They redid my... Listen, I'm going to tell you something.
All right.
Kitchen got finished just prior to quarantine. And the kitchen... I admit, the kitchen... It wasn't great. I didn't pay a lot of attention to it, but it was pretty cave-ish. It was pretty gray, dark browns. It was pretty ugly. Now that we've been trapped in the house with this kitchen, man, the beauty that is. It is incredible. We're super stoked. It came out great. And All Natural Stone is open by appointment in Berkeley, Burlingame, San Jose, and Dublin.
Dublin.
And Dublin. And online at allnaturalstone.com. Check them out. I don't know why I'm looking at a picture of Goldie Hawn bouncing on a trampoline, but that's not the story I wanted to start with.
Oh.
I teased you with the record that New York City just broke. 58 days with no pedestrian deaths, everyone. Talk about a silver lining.
Yeah.
So this lockdown has some ups, and it includes that, you know, the nature is having some kind of a comeback, which is nice to see.
Yeah.
And humans aren't being run down as they try to find their way to whatever. Work.
Yeah. Wherever. To the park, whatever they're
doing. I'm walking here.
Not a whole lot of that going on in New York City right now.
Nope. So 58 straight days with no pedestrian deaths. There is an upside for you. Let me see here. Most San Francisco retail may reopen for pickup and delivery this coming Monday.
Oh.
So we are starting to see that phase two of our emergence start to really happen. And that's great news for the businesses that are struggling. So this was an announcement from Mayor London Breed. It looks like yesterday that nearly all retail in the city would be permitted to reopen in a limited capacity starting on the 18th, which is this coming Monday. So unless there's some kind of crazy, unexpected surge of hospitalizations due to COVID, it looks like we'll start to peek out from our hiding and hopefully start to see businesses. You know, one of the things people wrote in and they were saying, you know, well, why haven't each business has to, you know, as they're talking about, well, why aren't restaurants serving this, or why aren't they? Look, each business has to decide if they've got the staff that will show up and help. So it involves, like, can you get the person who usually is your chef to come in during a quarantine?
Yep.
Maybe they're
Maybe they're like, I'm afraid to. I don't want to. I've got someone elderly or already sick at my house. It's a crazy time. And the thing is, as we roll this back out, there will be more cases. People are going to get this. The whole point was to not overwhelm the healthcare system. So you still need to take the precautions. We're not going back to normal. And it's not unexpected that let's hope we don't get a huge bloom of it. You know, we don't want that. But, you know, there's room for you at the hospital right now if you did get it. And that's what we need.
But for those of you who are itching to get out and do some kind of thing.
Retail therapy.
Yeah, whatever. I mean, at least there's an opportunity for you to work out something with that shop, store, whatever, in order to be able to curb pick up. Or I know some of the shops here in Santa Cruz that have reopened, they basically, the doors are shut. So you walk up to it, you knock, they check you for a mask, they ask you to clean your hands with the sanitizer, and then they allow you in to look at whatever it is you want to see. You can make your purchase and be on your way. That seems to be the way that it's being done right now. And I'm guessing if you show up without a mask, they either have one for you or will turn you away. But a mask is mandatory right now.
Yeah, I'm not. Are they doing that? Handing out masks? That's interesting.
Have you seen that? But I could see if you're someone who's trying to sell stuff, you know, all that stuff in your store you don't want.
Yeah.
You might want to have masks there, at least if you can get them.
Right.
So that
why
you
not?
Can say, oh, you don't have one? Here's one. Come on in.
Yes. We'd love to have your business.
I have my own mask because I have someone that sews in my house. So she's making masks for everyone, and I've got some.
Yeah. So. I know. There are people who don't have a sewer in their house, though. And so they're heading to the bandana drawer or scarf drawer.
Whatever works.
Whatever.
I told you, cut a sleeve off a t-shirt. It'll work just as
well
as anything else.
Yeah, that's actually, it's nice. It's got some elasticity to it. Hold it on your face. It's good.
the mask use has allowed Jaquez Scott to escape from jail. That's right. In Chicago, he used another inmate's personal information to escape from Cook County Jail on May 2nd. And he was just captured and is back in custody now and clearly is in more trouble than when he started.
Yeah.
It looks like he paid one of his fellow inmates, Quentin Henderson, $500 to use his personal information to escape. Henderson said he was promised another $1,000. Henderson, 28, was scheduled to be released from custody on a personal recognizance bond for a drug charge, but he sold that release, his info, to this guy who had no release available to him. So what he did was he put on a mask, took this guy's info, went to, how they do the releases, but he used this guy's info, kept the mask
and
on.
Kept the mask on. Oh my God.
And then they realized when Henderson showed up to actually get his release, the one he was owed, that they'd already done the paperwork. Oh. And they'd already sent someone out of the jail under this guy's name. So there's been a manhunt, and they finally found him. And it looks like now both guys are going to be in bigger trouble than when they started. Henderson is in trouble now for selling his...
Yeah, you don't get to sell your release, fool.
And then walk up and try and... What? What?
Yeah, what? What do you mean? So, what do you mean someone checked out as me? Well, you got to let me out anyway.
You guys screwed
it's
up.
Me. That's not my fault.
Right. I told you earlier in the week that baseball owners had made a proposal to the baseball players union, hoping that they could salvage the second half of the season just to get some games on TV. There's no real answer yet, although the proposed 50-50 revenue split was responded to by one of the players yesterday. Tampa Bay Rays ace, Blake Snell. He's a pitcher. He says, I'm not pitching for less money. Are you kidding? I got to get my money, and I'm not playing until I get mine. He goes on to say, why would I risk my health, maybe permanently,
right,
for a pay cut?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I hate to keep referring to the guy who lost his leg as a complication of COVID, but there it is. Sorry, I'm not doing that, and I'm certainly not doing it for a pay cut.
Right. So as I was all hopeful and thinking, well, they're going to, you know, they'll do games on TV and there won't be fans in the stands. It looks like the players, like, this guy's going to make $7 million in 2020. And he says, I love baseball to death, but I'm not willing to accept multiple pay reductions of my salary while I'm out there risking my life. And the owners are sitting in the box nice and safe without issue.
Right.
So
he's got to. How about the owners play? How does that sound?
He goes on and makes this case, and you just, as you read it, he sounds, unfortunately, he sounds like someone who's kind of greedy, as he says, look, I'm owed this money. I'm not doing it for less. Forget it. There's that. But there's also, he's like, what if I got a permanent complication from catching COVID?
And now I have no more $7 million a year. You know, here's the thing. It's all about perspective. Like, I actually do feel like, boy, a lot of people are going to go F you and your $7 million. On the other hand, this is a guy who's, you know, look, if you make it to that level in that sport, that's the kind of money you can make. And you don't make it forever. You've got, you know, for most of us, you find something that you love to do. You know, in an ideal world, you get to do it until the day you retire. These guys retire a lot earlier. They got to strike while the iron's hot.
Right.
I feel them. I mean, it's hard to feel sympathy for him, but I do feel him.
I would have, if I were his buddy or his manager or whatever, his agent, I would have said, just keep your mouth shut. You don't need to go
just
public.
Don't say anything. Exactly.
Like, you got a union. Let the union speak for you. You can
tell the union that, and then they'll lump you in with all the other rich
but,
guys.
So I just wanted to report that because I got pretty excited that maybe baseball is going to be back in July, and it's not looking like the players are going to doing baseball in a bubble scenario. And he also mentions, he goes, and so on top of risking my life, if I get this thing and the complications, he's all, then I also have to avoid my family.
Yeah.
Like, he can't go home during the season because he's out there in the general public.
Yeah. So. Or they're at least confined together, all of them. And if anybody gets it. Yeah, I mean, yesterday I read that. I can't think of the guy's name now, but he's another ball player. And he was basically like, yeah, I'll play when you answer these five questions to my satisfaction.
Oh,
And I could tell you just didn't want to hear it. I'm like, oh, Vinny, don't get your hopes up too high. This is 2020's canceled, you guys. There's no, you just have to wrap your head around. This is a write off year.
And that was also what I read yesterday about the NBA is talking, and there was all this hopeful conversation, but then all the questions they have to answer, they can't. There's no way.
Right.
There isn't a way. So it's not looking good, but I'll keep my fingers crossed. Where am I in time? One last story. So as wedding season approaches, we're in it, actually. A lot of people have had to cancel their plans or come up with alternate plans. And maybe you have. I haven't heard of anyone inviting me to a virtual wedding.
Me either, no.
But this is happening as a lot of people have had to scramble to figure out how to salvage their day.
It's so sad.
It is sad. So here are a couple things you need to consider. Mute yourself. You've got to mute yourself. It's a big deal. It's happening here on our little closed circuit conversation.
I think that's got to be Zoom or whoever's next big thing, where someone is the host and can mute everyone and can, you know.
Oh, good point.
It seems like that would be the way.
Yeah, they can do that. The admin normally mutes
everybody.
The admin
can. Yeah,
okay, good.
Because that's what's got to happen, because people are such, you think you're muted. I've thought I was muted plenty of times. I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm pretty sure I muted that. Turns out, no.
While people are doing these virtual weddings, they say not dressing up is also what they put in the note here is you don't have to put on your tux, but this is their wedding day. And the video that they're taking of this sort of group event will be the only memory they have of this day.
Waist up at least, please. You know,
right.
Let's
So
brush
dress
your hair,
up.
Wash your face.
Right. Make an effort.
Make an effort.
The plaid pajamas, not going to work.
They look so cute, though.
Also, multitasking during the ceremony, while it is tempting, in general, we've all got that like, well, what's going on over there?
Yeah.
In the house. Hey, what are you guys doing?
I'm going to fold some laundry while this is going on. I just get right. That, you know, two birds, one stone.
I say don't do that. Give them your full attention if you're going to participate in their day. And arriving late, also a bad move.
Interesting. Etiquette for online events.
It's
this
out
is
there,
stuff we got to learn, right?
Right. You should consider it. Let me see. Do I have any others that I need to get to real quick? Looks like Americans drank 55% more alcohol than usual last month.
Huh, that's very surprising. No.
I think happy hour in the house is starting a lot sooner, too.
Like it is. It's hard to hold off. Hard to wait till 5.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. We love to hear from you guys. Your comments are important to us, and it helps feel sort of normal and be plugged into what's going on out there in the world. About the baseball player who says he won't play and risk his health for a pay cut, I'm a teacher, and we are looking at next school year heading into some sort of classroom situation with no cost of living raise and potentially pay cuts. Mm. I don't make millions a year.
Nope.
Yeah, that's the point I was trying to make about how he really should have zipped it.
Yeah, just look, I actually can feel you. You live at a certain level. Nobody under that level wants to hear it.
Vinny, after having only sons, seeing my granddaughters play in those Disney dresses and little high heels is a real trip. Yes, it is a real trip. That's one way to word it, a real trip.
Like they trip a lot? Is that what you...
No, I mean, it's just there you find... Well, they do that too, but you find yourself just going, I feel like I should be against this, but she's happy as could be.
Right.
So...
You know, little girls like to do girly things. Some of them like, you know, fishing and worms and baseball, but some of them really, you know, they like it. And they look up to their mommy who puts it together and they want to emulate that. And there's nothing wrong with that. That's, you know... Let kids go ahead and explore all that. I don't think there's anything wrong with it. No matter, you know, whatever gender, you know, role they are deciding on. I think, you know, you got to just make sure your kids are happy and safe.
Love them. I used to raid my mom's closet and purses at that age, too. It's a girl thing, says 408.
Me, too. And I am the least girly girl I know.
Yeah, I do realize, and I learned this really early on, too, that some stuff is actually in you when you're born.
No question.
Like,
we are
wired.
She
just got that. Her mom's not a girly girl. It's not something she picked up from her mom. There's some stuff in her that is just, she was drawn to it naturally.
Yep. And it may be something that sticks with her for her whole life, and it may be something that she grows out of, and you got to let her arrive at that stuff naturally. Let nature take its course.
Sarah, can you post the bread recipe somewhere if you haven't done so already? It looks delicious.
I can't. It's the stupid, it's the delicious sourdough that my son makes. It seems, I'll ask him. I'll tell him. You know what, though? He just follows recipes. You know, he has his own starter or whatever the hell that is. And it was good bread, though. I have to say, I was like, this chicken soup is just an excuse to put butter on this bread and shove it in my mouth. Delicious.
It's just a butter delivery system.
Dude, it's just, you know, John made chicken soup, so my son goes, I'll make bread. I'm like, oh, thank God. Now I'm actually looking forward to chicken soup. Woo!
Put it in my mouth.
Chicken soup. Put it in my mouth now.
I'll read the rest of your texts on the other side of these important messages.
All right.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.